And we give because God gave first.
我们今天想分享给予的话题，我们给予是因为神先赐给我们。
John Wesley was a famous English preacher who brought about a revival in Europe.
约翰·威斯理是一位著名的英国传教士，他带来了欧洲的复兴。
He was the founder of the Methodist Church, which is all over the world.
他是卫理公会的创始人，卫理公会全世界遍布。
His brother Charles Wesley wrote some of the hymns that we have in our hymn book.
他的弟弟查尔斯·威斯理在我们的赞美诗的诗集中写了一些赞美诗。
A famous one that I like is "And Can It Be?"
我喜欢的一首很有名的《怎能如此》。
Well, one time John was speaking on giving.
有一次约翰讲到给予这个题目。
And the first point in his message was "Make all the money that you can."
他的信息的第一点是赚所有你能赚的钱。
And one of the deacons, like John, was sitting down here, and he yelled out, "Amen, brother, that's right."
一位坐在教堂前的执事大声喊道，阿门，弟兄说的太对了。
And Wesley's second point in his sermon was, "Save all the money that you can."
威斯理讲到的第二点是，存你所有能存的钱。
And that deacon down in the front heartily responded, "It's getting better, preach it."
执事欣然回应道，这更对了，继续传讲吧。
And Wesley's third point was,Give all the money that you can.
威斯理的第三点是给所有你能给的钱。
And at this, the deacon lowered his head and was heard saying, "What a shame! He just ruined a good sermon."
这个时候，执事低下头，只听他说，真丢人，他毁了一场伟大的正道。
Now, maybe in your minds, this sermon has already been ruined because I'm going to talk to you about giving today.
也许在你们很多人看来，今天的正道也已经毁了，因为我要谈的话题也是给予。
And someone has said the most sensitive nerve in the human body is the one that leads to the pocketbook.
有人说过，人体最敏感的神经是通向钱包的那根神经。
And there's a lot of truth in that statement.
这句话很有道理。
But my purpose in talking to you about this subject is not to make you feel guilty so that you'll give more to the church.
但我今天讲这个话题的目的不是让你感到内疚，好让你给教会奉献更多的金钱。
But rather, it's to inform you what God has to say about this subject.
相反，我是想要告诉你，上帝在奉献这个话题上说了些什么。
And my sincere desire is that you'll experience a greater amount of God's blessing in your life, which God promises to those who will obey Him in this matter.
我真心希望在你的生命中可以经历更多神的祝福。这些祝福是神应许那些在此世上顺服他的人。
So what does God have to say about giving?
那么上帝对给予有什么看法呢？
Well, first of all, I want you to know that God established tithes and offerings.
我们想明确让你知道的第一点是神设立了十一奉献。
God established it.
神设立了。
Leviticus 27 verse 30 says this, All the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord.
利未记二十七章三十节这样说道：“地上所有的，无论是地上的种子，是树上的果子，十分之一是耶和华的，是归给耶和华为圣的。”
Now there's three important truths that come out of this verse.
这节经文带出了三个很重要的真理。
And they're reinforced in both the Old and the New Testament.
这些真理在旧约和新约圣经中都得到进一步的明确。
First of all, God used the word tithe.
第一点，神使用十一这个词。
A tithe is one tenth. That's what it means. One tenth.
十一意思就是十分之一，这就是它的意思，十分之一。
And God is instructing His people regarding one tenth of their income.
神在指导他的子民关于他们收入的十分之一的处理。
Now the economy in those days was agricultural.
那个时候的经济是以农业经济为主。
So God used the terms land and fruit.
所以神用土地、水果。
In other passages, he used cattle and poultry.
其他的地方，他用牛和家禽这些词。
That was their means of income.
那是他们的收入来源。
Today we deal with money.
今天我们和钱打交道。
So God's concern here is with one tenth of our income.
神在这里的指示涉及我们收入的十分之一。
Now God states in this verse that the tithe is the Lord's.
神在这节经文中说，十分之一是主的。
That is $1 out of every $10.
一美元的十分钱。
$10 out of every $100.
一百美元当中十美元。
$100 out of every $1,000.
一千美元当中的一百美元。
God considers 1/10 of our income as His. It belongs to Him.
神认为我们收入的十分之一是他的，是属于神的。
And then third, God says in this verse that He has consecrated 1/10 of our income as being holy unto Him.
然后第三点，上帝在这节经文中说，他已经将我们收入的十分之一分别为圣，献他作为圣洁。
The verse says, "It's holy unto the Lord."
经文说，归给耶和华为圣。
That means God has designated the money for His holy purposes.
这意味着神已经为他的神圣的目的指定了这些金钱了。
1/10 of our income is for the Lord's work.
十分之一，我们收入的十分之一是为了主工作。
And to use that money for any other purpose is to rob or to steal from God.
将这些钱用于其他任何目的，就是从上帝那里抢劫或偷窃。
And that's a serious charge.
这是一项严重的指控。
Now some people argue, well, tithing is in the Old Testament. It's an Old Testament teaching.
有些人争辩说，十一奉献是旧约的教导，是旧约的教导。
It was given to Israel, not to the church in the New Testament.
它是给以色列的，而不是给在新约中教会的。
That it was part of the Old Testament law, they say, and Jesus came to do away with the law.
他们说这是旧约律法的一部分，耶稣来是为了废除律法。
We live under grace, we don't live under the law.
我们现在是在恩典之下，而不是在律法之下。
Well, such thinking is not accurate.
这些想法是不正确的。
When it comes to God's law, God does not change, and neither does His law change.
当谈到上帝的律法时，上帝不会改变，律法也不会改变。
Jesus didn't come to do away with the law of God that was set forth in the Old Testament.
耶稣乃是不是为了废除旧约里面的律法。
In fact, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill."
事实上，如同主耶稣在马太福音五章十七节中说到的，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
And the implication is that Jesus came to fulfill the law's purpose in our life.
这意味着耶稣来是为了实现律法在我们生命中的目的。
Namely, to give us the desire as well as the power to live by God's law.
那就是说，赐给我们愿望和能力来按照上帝的律法生活。
And such a life God has promised to bless.
这是他应许要祝福的生命。
In fact, that's what grace is all about.
这就是恩典的意义之所在。
Grace is God giving us the desire and the power to do His will.
恩典是神赐给我们去行出他旨意的愿望和能力。
The cross never did away with God's principle of tithing.
十字架从来没有废除神的十一奉献的原则。
If anything, it reinforced it.
如果有的话，它其实加强了它。
The cross should motivate us to give a tithe and beyond.
十字架激励我们十一奉献，甚至更多。
And for those that say that tithing is not in the New Testament, Jesus taught us to tithe.
对那些说十一奉献不在新约中的人，主耶稣教导我们要十一奉献。
Look at this in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 23. Jesus said, "You are careful to tithe even the tiniest income from your herb gardens, but you ignore other aspects of the law, like justice, mercy, and faith." Now get this. "You should tithe, yes," Jesus says, "but do not neglect the other things."
在马太福音23章20节，耶稣说，即使是你们从香菜园中获得的最微薄的收入的十一奉献，你们也很小心谨慎，但你们却忽略了律法的其他方面，公义、怜悯和信心。你们应当十一奉献，是的，但不要忽视其他事情。
Tithing 1/10 of our income, therefore, is something that God told us to do.
因此，奉献我们收入的十分之一是神教导我们要做的。
God claims 1/10 of our income as being belonging to Him.
神声称我们收入的十分之一是属于他的。
And God considers it holy money to be used for His holy purposes.
上帝认为它是圣洁的钱，用于他圣洁的目的。
And then we want to take a look at what does the Scripture has to say On whoever does not tithe, it says that it's cheating God.
然后我们也从圣经中学到，谁不做十一奉献，就是在欺骗上帝。
Look at this in Matthew chapter 3. You have scorned my decrees and failed to obey them. Now return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord. But you ask, how can we return when we've never gone away? Should people cheat God? Yet you have cheated me. But you ask, what do you mean? When did we ever cheat you? You have cheated me.Of the tithes and offerings due to me. You are under a curse, for your whole nation has been cheating me.
在马拉基书三章七到七八九节经文中说，主说，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守，现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，如果我们如果没有离开过，如何转向呢？人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物。你们却说，我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上，因为你们通过的人都夺取我的供物，诅咒就临到你们身上，国上。
Another translation uses the word rob as in stealing.
另外一个翻译用了抢夺这个词。
You have robbed me, says the Lord, of tithes and offerings.
主说，你抢夺了我十分之一的奉献物。
Now again, there are three things in these verses about those who neglect to give a tithe of their income to the Lord.
关于那些忽视将收入做十一奉献给主的人，我们可以从这些经文中学到三件事。
First of all, it says that such a person is away from the Lord.
第一点，这样的人是远离主的。
They're not in close fellowship with God.
他们与神的关系并不密切。
They're not obeying God.
他们没有顺服上帝。
They have distanced themselves from God.
他们已经远离了主。
And as a result, they're withholding their tithe.
因此，他们扣留了十分之一。
Their focus is on something else other than God.
他们的关注点是神以外的事情。
Something else is taking priority to their relationship with God.
有些事情比他们与上帝的关系更重要。
Things are not right between them and God.
他们和上帝的关系之间有些不对头。
Their love for God has become lukewarm.
他们对神的爱变得不冷不热。
And then this passage says that someone who doesn't give a tithe is cheating God or robbing from God.
然后这段经文说，不十一奉献的人是在欺骗神或抢夺神。
Now God says that one tenth of your income belongs to God.
神说我们的收入十分之一属于他。
Fail to give God what belongs to Him, and you're left with cheating God out of that or robbing from God.
没有把属于他的东西给神，我们就是在欺骗神或者在抢夺神。
Now that's quite a charge.
那是一个严厉的指控。
A person may cheat or rob from others.
一个人可能欺骗或抢劫其他人。
You may cheat your employer or the government or a relative and maybe even get away with it.
可能是欺骗雇主、政府或者亲戚，这些有可能侥幸逃脱。
But cheat God? No way.
但是欺骗上帝不可能。
God is aware of what is His.
神知道发生的一切。
He sees everything that's going on.
他看到发生的一切。
He knows when someone is failing to give one tenth of their income.
任何时候有人没有给出他们收入的十分之一，神都知道。
And God considers that stealing.
神认为他是偷窃。
One of the universal laws is thou shalt not steal.
神的一条普遍法则说你不可偷窃。
And so failure to give a tithe of your income to the Lord.Ends up stealing from God.
不把你收入的十分之一奉献给主，其实就是从神那里偷窃。
And so, someone who fails to give a tithe is away from God.
没有十一奉献的人是远离上帝的。
And someone who fails to give a tithe is cheating or robbing from God.
没有十一奉献的人实际上是在欺骗神或者在抢夺神。
And then, third, this passage says that someone who fails to give a tithe of their income.Their income is under a curse.
然后这段经文还说，一个人如果不奉献十分之一，他们的收入就会在诅咒之下。
And verse 11 implies what that curse is.
第十一节经文暗示了诅咒的含义。
It says God is speaking, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he'll not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容它毁坏你们的土产，你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之先也不掉果子。
Now God in this verse is taking away the curse. He's removing it.
神在这节经文中说是除去咒诅。
But by implication, he tells us what the curse is.
但暗地里暗示的是描述了咒诅。
And it's this, deny God the tithe of your income, and he will allow the devourer to devour your income.
那就是说拒绝给神的十一奉献，他将允许吞噬者吞噬你的收入。
Now I often hear people say, a tithe, that's a lot of money.
经常会听到人说十分之一那很多的钱。
I could never pay that much. I just have too many bills.
我永远付不起那么多钱，我要付的账单太多了。
But then you go on to describe their bills.
他们继续地描述他们的账单。
And it's sickness.
疾病。
Or car breakdown.
修车。
Or pay cutbacks.
减薪。
Or unexpected expenses that they weren't planning for.
或者没有计划到的一些意外开支。
And these expenses just devour their income.
这些费用吞噬了他们的收入。
But God's blessing could have prevented some of those things from happening.
但神的祝福本来可以阻止其中一些事情的发生。
And by not giving a tithe, God allows your income to be absorbed by things that devour it.
没有做到十一奉献，神允许你的收入被吞噬他的那些事情所吸取走。
I once knew a man that decided not to pay his tithe because he was having some financial pressure.
我认识一个人，因为他承受很大的经济压力，所以决定不做十一奉献。
And during the year, he became sick and hospitalized.
在这一年当中，他生病住院。
And it turned out that his medical expenses totaled 40 cents more.Than what his tithe would have been.
结果是他的医疗花费总计比他十一奉献应该十一奉献的数额多出了40美分。
Now it could have been that God said, "Rob me of the tithe, and the devourer will rob you of it as well."
可能神是说，夺走我的十分之一，吞噬者也会夺走你的。
But in the meantime, you're not only putting out extra for expenses.But you're missing out on the extras that God would have given you in blessings had you paid the tithe.
与此同时，你不仅要付出额外的费用，而且还错过，如果你能做出十一奉献，神会赐给你的那些额外的祝福。
In the end, it doesn't pay not to tithe.
最后，不十一奉献真的是不值得的。
God says, one who fails to pay the tithe is away from him.
神说，不十一奉献的人远离神。
One who fails to pay the tithe is cheating or robbing God.
不十一奉献的人是欺骗或抢劫抢夺上帝。
And one who fails to pay a tithe, their income is under a curse of God.
不十一奉献的人，他们的收入在神的咒诅之下。
However, it need not be that way.
然而，根本不必那样。
The scripture says God's commands are not grievous.
圣经说，神的命令不是严厉无比的。
God desires to bless your life, not to deprive it of things.
上帝渴望祝福我们的生活，而不是剥夺它。
His principles are designed to enhance your life, to bless you and fill you with joy.
他的原则只在于改善我们的生活，祝福我们，让我们充满喜乐。
Now notice what he promises to do to those who give a tithe.
注意到他的那些做到十一奉献人，给他们这些人的应许。
He says, beginning in verse 10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse so that there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord, I will open the windows of heaven for you. And I'll pour out a blessing so great you won't have room enough to take it. Try it, God says. Put me to the test in this. Your crops will be abundant.For I will guard them from insects and disease. Your grapes will not fall from the vine before they are ripe, says the Lord. Then all nations will call you blessed, for your land will be such a delight, says the Lord.
第十到第十二节经文这样说道：主说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。万军之耶和华说。我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容它毁坏你们的土产。你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之前也不掉果子。主说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
God's instruction is to bring all the tithe, one tenth of your income, into His house.
神的指示是将所有的十分之一的收入带入他的家中。
Now the New Testament in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 2 says, On the first day of each week, you should each put aside a portion of the money that you have earned.
新约在哥林多前书16章2节这样说道，每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着。
And so between Malachi and 1 Corinthians, there are five basic truths which teach us how God would have us give our tithe.
从马拉基书和哥林多前书当中有五条基本真理的教导，上帝如何让我们进行十一奉献。
First of all, God would have us give regularly.
第一个，神让我们做定期奉献。
Malachi says bring.
马拉基书说送入。
And the Old Testament provided specific times throughout the year when God's people were to bring their tithes and offerings to the house of the Lord.
旧约在一年中规定了神的子民将他们十分之一和供物带到圣殿的特定的时间。
The New Testament says, upon the first day of the week, that's Sunday.
新约圣经说每逢七日的第一日，那就是星期天。
On the first day of the week, we're to bring our tithes to the house of the Lord.
在一周的第一天，我们要把十一奉献奉献给主的殿。
And the teaching is regular giving.
神的教导是定期给予。
Not once in a while.
不是偶尔一次。
Not if and when you happen to have some extra money on hand.
不是如果或者是你有一些额外收入的时候。
But regularly.
而是定期的。
Whenever the paycheck comes in, one tenth should be laid aside and brought to the house of the Lord the next Sunday.
每当收到工资支票的时候，应当将十分之一放到一边，并在下个星期日带到主的殿。
And it's not to be a matter because you're in church on a given Sunday, you drop something in the offering box.
这不是因为你在某个特定的星期天去了教堂，所以你在奉献箱里丢进一些东西。
Rather, the idea is that one of the reasons you come to church is to give an offering.
相反，这意义是你来教堂的目的，你来教会的原因之一是奉献。
Giving is part of our worship.
奉献是我们敬拜的一部分。
And if you're absent on one Sunday, you set aside that tithe, and on the following Sunday, when you come to church, you bring two tithes instead of one.
如果有个主日你不在，你仍然把你的十一奉献放在一边，在下个主日你来教会的时候，你就把一份十一奉献变成两份的十一奉献。
A man once told me that he visited his godly parents and they asked him to do an errand for them.
曾经有人告诉我，他去拜访他近前的非常近前的父母，他们请他 为他办件事。
Both of them were 89 years of age and unable to attend church.
他的父母都89岁了，不能够去教堂。
And so they handed their son 23 envelopes.And asked him if he would drop them by the church, one for each of the 23 Sundays that they had missed.
他们给儿子23个信封，问他能不能把他放到带到教会，因为他们错过了23个星期三个主日。
Now that's regular giving.
那是定期给予。
And God would have it that way.
神希望那种方式。
And then next, God wants our giving to be individual.
其次，神希望我们的奉献是个人的。
The Old Testament says, "Bring you."
旧约说带你的。
The New Testament says, "Let every one of you."
新约圣经说让你们每个人。
Each person is responsible to give a tithe of his or her income to the Lord.
每个人都有责任将其收入的十分之一奉献给主。
Children and young people are responsible.
儿童和青少年也有责任。
Before the service, little Daniel came down.And he said, Pastor, I want you to have this. It's a quarter.
在敬拜之前 ，Daniel 这个小朋友来到跟我说，牧师，我希望你拿这个钱。
And I said, Would you like me to give this to God for you?
牧师说，你希望我把这个钱献给神吗
？And he shook his head and said, Yes, it was for God.
他点点头说，好，是奉献给神的。
All right.So I'll give it to the deacon here. Make sure it goes in the offering plate.
让他一定要去进奉献箱。
You know, as a young boy, my dad and mom taught me this principle of tithing.
作为一个小男孩，我的父母向我灌输了这个原则。
And every time I earned some money, one tenth was set apart for the Lord.
每当我赚到任何钱的时候，十分之一就分别给主。
And I taught my boys to do the same. I had two boys.
我教我的两个孩子也，两个男孩也这样做，我有两个男孩。
And they delivered the daily newspaper in our neighborhood.
他们在我们的邻舍附近每天送报纸。
And when they got paid, they would take 1/10 of their income and they'd set it aside and bring it to the house of the Lord on Sunday.
他们拿到钱的时候，就他们收入的十分之一放在一边，周日带给主。
Now women who work should do the same.
上班的女性也应该这样做。
A wife once told me that she couldn't tithe because her husband wasn't a Christian and he didn't want her to give any money to the church.
有一次，一个太太对我说，她不能施奉献，因为她的丈夫不是基督徒，她不想她给教会任何钱，因为她没有工作。
She did not work.
她没有工作。
And so I asked her if her husband allotted her a certain amount of money for grocery shopping.
我问她，她的先生有没有分给她一定数量的钱用于买菜，超市买菜。
And she said that he did.
她说她有。
And so I asked her that she plan her meals nutritiously, but also economically, and look for some sales, and then tithe out of her grocery money.
我建议她计划她的膳食，既要有营养，又要有些经济，可以找些促销，并从超市买菜的钱中拿出十分之一。
And she did this.
她果然这样做了。
And this not only brought her the added blessing from the Lord.
他这不仅给他带来主的额外的祝福。
But her husband also commented on the tastiness of her meals.
他的先生也对他的饭菜赞不绝口。
And men should likewise tithe from their income.
男人也能从他们的收入中取十分之一。
Our giving should be individual.
我们的奉献应该是个人的。
And then third, God desires that our giving be proportionate.
第三，神希望我们的奉献是相称的。
The Old Testament says, "Bring all the tithes."
旧约圣经说，送入所有的十分之一。
The New Testament says, "Put aside a portion."
新约圣经说，要照自己的进项抽出来留着。
Now a tithe is the beginning.
十一奉献是个开始。
God says in the beginning of this teaching in Malachi 3:6, "I change not."
神在马拉基书三章六节刚开始说到，我不改变。
God's instruction on this matter doesn't change.
神在这件事情的指示没有改变。
And we're to begin our giving by bringing 1/10 of our income.
我们从十分之一开始奉献。
And then as God prospers you, you give more and you give more.
然后随着神用更多来使你兴旺发达，你奉献的越来越多。
The late Peter Marshall, who was the chaplain of the United States Congress, once said,Your giving should be in accordance with your earnings, lest God make your earnings in accordance with your giving.
已故的美国国会牧师彼得·马歇尔说：“你的奉献应该与你的收入相符，以免神让你的收入与你的奉献相符。”
In other words, if you're not giving a tenth, would you want God to reduce your income to 90% of your giving?
换句话说，如果你做不到十一奉献，你难道希望神让你的收入减少到你捐赠的数额的90%吗
？And so give proportionately.
因此，相称的给予。
And then fourth, God would have us give cheerfully.
第四，神要我们乐意的奉献。
The New Testament says this in 2 Corinthians 9:7: Give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
新约在哥林多后书九章七节说：“奉献不要作难，也不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜悦的。”
Now the teaching throughout Scripture in this matter is that God delights in a heart that's first of all right with Him, and then gives out of love and devotion to Him.
整本圣经的教导是神喜悦与他同在的心，出于对他的爱和奉献给予。
God doesn't want us giving out of a feeling of obligation and pressure.
神不希望我们出于义务或是压力的感觉而给予而奉献。
And we don't ever want you to feel pressured to give to this church.
我们不希望你在这个教会中因为有压力而奉献。
But rather God wants you to give because you love Him.
相反，神希望我们奉献，因为你们爱他。
And God wants you to give because you're appreciative of everything that He's done for you.
神希望你们奉献，是因为你们渴望表达对他的感恩。
And God wants you to give because it's part of your worship to God.
神希望你们给予，这是因为这是你们对他敬拜的一部分。
God loves a cheerful giver.
神喜悦一个乐意的奉献者。
And then fifth, God wants our giving to be sacrificial.
第五点，神希望我们的奉献是有牺牲的。
Now listen, Jesus gave His all for us.
听着，耶稣为我们付出了他的一切。
And that's the type of devotion and dedication that God wants from us.
这是神需要我们的奉献，需要我们的给予。
A dedication that even surrenders our pocketbook.
这种给奉献，甚至交出我们的钱包。
Because we can trust God enough to give us an abundant life, not to deprive us of it.
因为我们可以相信神足以给我们丰富的生活，而不是剥夺我们的生活。
On one occasion, when Jesus was here on earth.He was watching various people put their offerings in the collection box at the temple.
在耶稣在世上的那些年代里，有一次他看着不同的人把他们的奉献放在圣殿的奉献箱里。
And some rich people were making a big show of dropping in their bags of money into the box.
有钱的人大肆炫耀他们丢下的成袋的钱在奉献箱里。
And a widow woman came along and kind of inconspicuouslyShe dropped in a few coins, like Daniel giving me a quarter.
一个寡妇走过来，不显眼的，默默的就丢进了几枚硬币，就像 Daniel 刚刚给我的那个情形一样。
And Jesus' comment was that that poor widow gave more than all the rich men combined.
耶稣的评论是说，那贫穷的寡妇所付出的比所有的富人的总和还要多。
He said this: They gave a lot.Out of their surplus, but she gave her all out of little.
耶稣说，因为他们都是自己有余，拿出来投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
Now that took trust, and that took sacrifice.
那需要信靠，那需要牺牲。
R.G. Letourneau is the manufacturer of heavy earth-moving equipment.
阿基纳特诺是重型土方设备的制造商。
And in the early years of his business, he went into partnership with God.
在他经商的早期，他与神建立了一个伙伴关系。
Now he didn't do that as a bargaining purpose so that God would increase his business.
他这样做不是为了和神讨价还价，以便神可以让他的生意有发展。
But rather he did it with the firm belief that God could use business people as well as he could use preachers to carry out his purposes on the earth.
他这样做是坚信神可以使用商人，也可以使用传教士来实现神在世上的目的。
He believed that a manufacturing factory dedicated to God's service could accomplish as much as a church dedicated to God's service.
他相信一家专门为神服务的制造工厂可以像一家专门为神服务的教堂一样完成神的使命。
So he purposed to give 10% of his profits to the Lord's work.
他特意将所得利润的10%奉献给神做神的工作。
And God so blessed him that he ended up giving 90% of the profits to the Lord's work and he lived on 10%.
上帝非常祝福他，以至于他及时将90%的利润用于神的工作，而他仅仅靠10%为生。
In the first 15 years of his business, he gave $5 million to organizations engaged in Christian work and evangelism.
在他经商的最初的15年当中，他向从事基督教施工和传福音的组织捐献了500多万美元。
R.G. Letourneau is quoted as saying.It's not how much money I give to the Lord, but how much of God's money I keep for myself.
用纳特诺的话说，就是不是我奉献给神多少钱，而是我给自己留下多少神的钱。
The Bible mentions tithes and offerings.
圣经提到十一爱心奉献。
Now we're to give a tithe because one-tenth, because that already belongs to the Lord.
我们要奉献十分之一，因为那已经是主的了。
But anything over a tithe represents an offering.
那些奉献超过十分之一的地方是更多的奉献。
I once heard a joke about a Protestant, Roman Catholic, and Jewish clergyman who were discussing among themselves how they divided the church offerings.
我有一次听到一个关于新教徒、罗马天主教徒和犹太教牧师的笑话。他们正在讨论他们如何分配教会的奉献。
And the Protestant clergyman said that he drew a square on the floor, and then he threw the money up in the air, and he told the Lord that all the money that fell within the square was for him, And all that fell outside of the square, he would keep for himself.
那位新教的神职人员说，他在地板上画个方块，把那个奉献的钱都扔到空中，告诉主说，所有落在方块内的都是主的，落在方块之外的，他都为自己保留。
The Catholic clergyman said that he did something similar, only he drew a circle, and he'd throw the money up in the air, and he told the Lord that all the money that fell within the circle was his, and any money outside of the circle was for the church.
这位天主教的神职人员说，他做了类似的事情，他画了一个圈，把钱扔到空中，告诉主说，圈内的钱都是他的，圈外的钱都是给教会的。
Well, the Jewish clergyman spoke, and he said that.He did something altogether different.
这个犹太神职人员说，他做了完全不同的事情。
He threw the money up in the air, and he told the Lord, Lord, anything that you want, you take. All that falls to the floor, I'll keep.
他把钱扔到空中，对主说，主，你想要什么，你拿走。所有掉在地上的，我都留着。
Now, when it comes to giving, many of us are like one or the other of these clergymen.
当谈到奉献给神的时候，很多人，我们当中很多人就是像那神职人员的一个
，maybe you give some,
excuse me.
Maybe you give some, but nothing regularly or nothing really sacrificially.
也许您给予一些，但可能不是定期的，也不是有足够牺牲的。
Or maybe you don't give anything at all, expecting God to have enough.
也许您可能不给任何奉献，期待神有足够的。
But God's instruction is that our giving should be regular.
神的指令是，你的奉献应该是定期的。
It should be individual.
个人的。
It should be proportionate.
相称的。
It should be cheerful.
乐意的。
And it should be sacrificial.
有牺牲的。
And so what are the rewards for those who tithe?
那么十一奉献的人有什么奖赏呢?
Well, God says, test me. Prove me. He asks you to test him, to prove him. And see if I won't open the windows of heaven...And pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough for you to receive it.
神说，以此试试我，是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你，甚至无处可容。
Now, wouldn't you like that?
你想那样吗？
So many blessings from God that you just don't have enough room to receive it.
这么多来自神的祝福，你都没有足够的空间来接受它们。
Doug Oldham, a famous singer and songwriter, wrote in a song these words.
Doug 奥尔德姆在一个很有名的唱歌的人歌手在一首诗歌中这样写道
If he keeps on blessing and blessing,
如果他持续的祝福和祝福
If he keeps on pouring it on,
如果他总是倾注
If his love just keeps on getting richer,
如果他的爱越来越丰富
If he keeps on giving a song,
如果他总是唱一首歌
If my cup keeps getting fuller and fuller,
如果的福杯越来越满溢
if my prayers keep on getting through,
如果的祷告都得到应许
if it keeps getting better and better, oh Lord,
主啊，如果它总是越来越好
I don't know what I'm going to do.
我不知道我要做什么
Now notice these blessings that God has promised.
注意神应许的这些祝福
God says in verse 10, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing.
在第十节经文，神这样说道：“为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们。”
Now I believe those blessings are spiritual blessings.
我相信这些祝福是属灵的祝福。
God pouring out His love to you.
神把他的爱倾注给你们。
Pouring out His grace to you.
他的恩典倾注给你们。
Pouring out answers to your prayers.
把他对祷告的回应倾注给你们。
Pouring out His Holy Spirit.
他的圣灵倾注给你们。
Pouring out His fruit.
他的果子。
Pouring out His truth.
他的真理。
Pouring out His power.
他的能力都倾注给你们。
Just heavenly riches that are ours to enjoy here and now on the earth.
我们在此时此地就能享受到的天上的财富。
Furthermore, God says in verse 11, I'll rebuke the devourer.
此外，神在第十节说，我要斥责吞噬者。
Now this, I believe, refers to material blessings.
我相信这是指的是物质上的祝福。
God will see to it that you're blessed with employment.
神会保守你有工作。
And that your income is not devoured by unnecessary expenses.
你的收入不会被一些不必要的开支所吞噬。
And that you have some extra to enjoy.
这样你就有更多的可以去享受生活。
And then in verse 12, God says, All nations will call you blessed, for your land will be such a delight.
然后神在十二节中说到，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
You tithe and God will not only bless you, but he'll bless this church and he'll bless this nation.
十一奉献，神不仅祝福你，他也会祝福教会，也会祝福他的国家。
Because the church will have enough money to do what God intended it to do, which is to spread the gospel all throughout the world.
教会将有财力去做神希望他做的事情，就是把福音传遍地极。
So let me ask.
所以让我来问你们一下。
Have you been cheating the Lord of his tithe?
你是否在欺骗神的十一奉献？
Why not respond to his call?
为什么不响应他的呼召？
Return to me, he says, and I'll return to you.
主说，转向我，我就转向你们。
Take God at his word.
相信神的话。
Tithe 10% of your income.
奉献你十分之一的收入。
And see if God won't bless you as he promised that he will.
看神是不是像他应许的那样去祝福你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for teaching us today about giving.
主啊，感谢你给我们关于给予的教导今天。
And some of this teaching is hard to receive, but you intend it for our good.
这些教导有的时候对我们来说很难接受，但是你让我们一样看到这些教导。
You want to bless us.
也想祝福我们。
And having the blessing of God is the greatest asset that we could have upon our life.
有神的祝福是我们一生中最美的事情。
And so I pray that you would give us grace to obey you in this matter.
主啊，求你给我们赐给我们恩典，在这让我们在此事上能够顺服于你。
Enable us to trust you, Lord.
让我们能够信靠你。
That by giving we will receive.
给予我们就能够得的更多。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求 ，Amen。